Blog Talk Radio. Don't let your guard down, or you'll have to do more.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight Brother Eddie is going to be discussing for the class, do you hear the sound and see the light? Brother Eddie, are you with me so you can explain this title more, why you chose this title?
Oh, yes. Good evening. I'm fine, and how are you and the family?
And we're all well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's great. But, yeah, that's a beautiful song to start off with Parliament. Got to get over the hump. And remember, family, today is Wednesday, and it's called Hump Day.
It's
Hump Day, and we got to get over the hump. Not just the day, but every day getting over the hump. So, yes.
Yeah.
And dealing with, do you hear the sound and see the light? Sound is what we all should be on, your own individual sound. Sound comes to one. You come to one, and self comes to one. It's all dealing with self to go within. Within is one. And the light is 9:27. We all have a light within, but the light that starts at birth is life. Life is 9. But throughout life, throughout that light, it's all about the information. Information is 9 of learning. Learning is 9. If we say we're still learning, come on. That's your light. Learning. Information. But make sure the information is pertinent and it's useful. not only to you, but when you give it away to others, they can use it if they apply it. But it's all about sound and light, light and sound. And it all comes from within. And we find our particular ways towards that light, towards that learning, towards that information, towards life, towards your book, your movie. All of that is nine. Because everybody's life is a book and every book is a movie. So hopefully that explain that little bit before we get deeper into it. So did that kind of clarify it a little bit for you, Sister Antoinette?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Thank you so much. Yes.
And like I said, for you, I think I text you, your light is what you believe in. Your light for you is Jesus. Jesus is,
yes,
27, the nine, part of the light.
Yes.
That's why they say Jesus is the light and the way. It's,
yes,
all in numbers when we understand it, because Jesus just ain't Jesus. If we really believe Jesus is information, find that information, find that learning. That's what it's about. And it's pertinent to your life, your nine, your square.
Yes.
Are you on your square? Square is 27, that nine. Are you in your own reality, or are you pushing somebody else's reality by talking about the distractions that they put in your face? Reality is 27, that nine. Your square is your reality. Stay in your lane. Lane is nine. So with that, we can start off. Before we get there, let me thank the family and listening audience for their time and their space, and most of all, this part of your life that you are sharing with us. That's why I always begin with that nine. Time is nine. Space is nine. Life is nine. That's your light. Whatever time and space you're in is your life, your learning, wherever you are. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can go ahead. And this is more too like a continuation of last week of the family show, because all shows is dealing with the family, giving information. The foundation of everything is just the information that we have to disseminate and share.
Yes. Yes, it is. Well, I have one.
So
I think everyone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was telling you to get ready. Go ahead.
Okay. I assume everyone knows, so forgive me for not pulling it up to get an actual article for y'all. But Bill Cosby was released today from prison. He served 2 years of a, 10 to 18, 15-year sentence, but he served 2 years of it. It was found that the information that was released that leaded to his conviction, that since it was already a plea deal, and that district attorney, you know, agreed that that would never be taken into the information, you know, that Bill Cosby was given a, you know, like a pass on a pardon or whatever, and they used it, and they shouldn't have used it. So they're saying now that he can never be brought up on those charges again. But of course, you know, the Gloria, you know her last name, the attorney for the women, for the Me Too?
Oh, man, I can't. I know it's not Gloria Vanderbilt. I can't think of somebody in the family might know, but I can't remember her name offhand.
Yeah, well,
Gloria
anyway,
Gloria Allbridge.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. She's saying that tomorrow she's going to hold a press conference, and that there's old charges from a child in California that is going to be coming forth. You know, the woman is grown now, but they were a child at the time where they're claiming that Bill Cosby has sexually molested a child. Now, if he sexually molested a child, then, yeah, you know, by all means, go after him, because I don't agree with any of it. But, you know, these old charges that they, you know, just dropped, you know, the woman that they were basing their case off of, you know, well, she got paid $3 million, and I'm still not saying that that's any right to, you know, mess with anybody. But, you know, I mean, we done been through that over and over again, so I'm not even going to go back into it again. But that's what it is.
Well, that's great to start off with some good news, however it is, because, again, we know he got shafted. He got the worst end of the deal. So for him to be getting out is always a good thing. Any of our people who shouldn't be locked up, because there's a whole bunch of people, not just our people, being melanated people who are locked up on trumped up charges.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing to hear. I was actually informed of that earlier today by one of the family members who texted me and gave me that information. And it's like, well, I'm basically sweating and tired already because I've been on the phone with different family members who been calling and questioning about different things. And I'd be wanting them to call into the show to express their opinions or their views, concerns, and questions. But it's like, for some reason, people are afraid to push that one. So whatever it is, as long as they're getting information and they're calling with pertinent questions, it's all good. But I feel like I've been through a show already, talking all day, basically. But it's all
right.
Good. It's good. So with that, what other? Go ahead,
okay, now this one, I said we have another one. This one comes from now the end. Wait a minute. Okay, the end of days, okay? And they are talking about Katala, K-A-T-A-L-U-N-A, and Ray Rogers. Anyway, it's a Spanish person. Well, I'm a Spanish male, too. Let me call it what it is. Has become Miss Nevada. Or they're running for Miss Nevada. And the title Miss Nevada USA has gone to a transgender woman for the first time in the pageant. So, I don't think this is right. I mean, if they're going to do a transgender pageant, then do a transgender pageant. You know, let women be women, men be men, and let it be according to what you were born with, not what you want to call yourself. Now, that's my opinion. Y'all have your own, but that's mine.
I concur, but again, we have to know that that's where everything is moving with this LGBTQ. Not to get sidetracked on that, but again, it's so prevalent because they're pushing it in our face with things like this, a female's beauty pageant, and now you get transgenders in there and this, that, and the other, because again, they're trying to rearrange and change what we consider to be humans. It's transhumanism now. It's all in this transferred stage of what this society is actually pushing. You know, so we don't see that right now using that term of transgender in a different way of what they've been pushing. We talked about it lightly last week or over the telephones dealing with this new strain of coronavirus is called the Delta variant.
Yes, it's now in 50 states.
Again. If we wasn't aware and not being prepared and awoke, we aren't going to see these things. And we're going to continuously push these things the way that they are giving it to us, dealing with the distractions. Because, again, I've been saying for so long, with me, the way I see it, it's all about numbers. And that's the way I see the pattern. And the number hidden behind the word that they put right in our face, hidden in plain sight. So, again, once they came out with the coronavirus, it was changed to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've just changed the word, the number stays the same. Covert comes to 19. They called it COVID-19, but the word covert comes to 19. Delta comes to 19.
Okay.
They just changed the word and told you it was a variation of the covert. Yeah, you just changed the name, but you put in another strand of what it always flus. The flu every year has a different strain.
Yep.
This is why people get vaccines for the flu, because it's a different flu strain or variant, as they want to call it, each year.
Yes.
So this is what they're doing. But again, as I said before, family, if we take that shot like a lot of people did, and I don't mean the physical Armageddon shot, I mean we took it in our brains and our heads. We accepted this. That was the first thing, and this is why it's easier now to have people go along with what they thought about, what they've been thinking about. As a man, as a woman, think if so is he and she.
Yes.
So if this is in their head, because now they're going to put variant in your head. So this is what people are going along with. But again, variant by number 25, which is a 7. If you change or turn it around, it becomes 52. 52 is distractions.
Yeah.
52 is consciousness. It's the 7. 7 is conversation. When our conversation is built on distractions of a variant and we push it their way, then we're already caught. We caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll never catch up to get over the hump. Got to get over the hump. See?
Yeah.
When the syndrome is around, don't let your guard down. All you got to do is funk and dance. Wow. And dance, baby. Dance is 14. Funk is thought. Thought is 41. 14, 41, 41. And it's nothing but food for thought. Why you dancing, baby? Getting that positive food for thought. So I love it. Got to get over the hump, family. And that's what, at the end of the day, we should be bringing to the forefront some type of solution, some type of remedy, as we were talking on the family show, with different remedies and ways to prepare ourselves with readiness kits and everything. We should be preparing ourselves spiritually, because, again, at the end of the day, that light, for me, in numbers, is also metaphysics. Metaphysics comes to 9. It's 45. 4 plus 5 is 9. The metaphysics for me is my spiritual guidance. Spiritual is 4. Guidance is 5. 45. And the guidance is what we refer to as rituals. Rituals is 5. Guidance is 5. Both 32. Your rituals should be spiritual. Rituals 5, spiritual 4. 5 and 4 is a 9. There it is. Where's your light? Where's your learning? Mine is on the numbers of metaphysics, of learning on as above, so below, on my spiritual guide, on my rituals that are spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And my rituals deal with my crystals. Crystals are also 32. My rituals with my crystals are part of my defense to warn off all this nonsense. Defense is 32 to 5. All part of my rituals. Dealing with my crystals. Dealing with my thought and my interpretation on my intention that comes and resides within. So, yeah, let's get over the hump, family.
Well, before we get over the hump, can I bring something back up? Now, with this whole thing, with this now they're having transgender. Well, look, I'm just saying a man can pretend to be a woman, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time, in my opinion, and I've heard, you know, other groups saying it, so this is not an original thought, but we need a heterosexual movement. Because, you know, we matter, you know, heterosexuals matter. You know, and what about our rights? You know, since everybody's talking about their rights and this matters and that matters, well, heterosexuals matter. And if, you know, if the homosexual community, homosexual community want, you know, all of this stuff, why don't they have their own? Have their own pageant, have their own sporting event. Why do you need to come in and have men beat on women? And, you know, they're supposed to be equal. Oh, and then another story that I have. Oh, my goodness. This is in California where at the spa. And a man goes into, well, all right, I'm still calling him a man. I'm calling him what he is. Goes into the bath and goes in the spa. In the women's shower room. And he's in there naked. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, he's in there because, you know, little girls go to the spa, too. So he's mm-hmm. running around, not running around, but, you know, walking around naked. So he's fully exposed, and his penis and everything's exposed to these little girls. So one of the women there was upset about it, and she went to, you know, to the desk, and she's complaining. You know, they, you know, basically, you know, like got on her. He had every right to be there. But to be there in the girl's shower, but because he recognizes himself as being a woman.
That's the nonsense that Barack Obama started. He opened the floodgates, and this is where we are. And Joe Biden is finishing off what Barack Obama started. He's part two to Barack Obama's part one.
That started in 72. Under the Gay Manifesto, where they had all of this stuff planned. They had it lined out.
Oh, yeah.
So
like I said,
I'm blame on all of them. I'm not giving any of them All of them.
This is why they're pushing it so hard. Like I said, I can't. This is why I watch cartoons, because it's I can't even watch any darn series, new series that come on. And being a cartoon fanatic, I'm into the old superheroes and Flash and Spider-Man, this, that, and the other. But the little things they bring on television now, and just like in the movies, which I don't see too many of those, everything they got to have homosexuality in it. They're pushing that agenda everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's all in our children's face. So what? They would accept this more readily than we do, because we're not going to accept it. But they're not worried about us. It's just like all this rain. I don't know how everybody else over the country is getting, but here in Chicago and several other states, we've been having rain every day for the last 2 weeks now. Every day. Where it's not just rain. We're having storms and downpours, you know, throughout the day and the evening at certain times, where certain places are now flooding here in Chicago, you know. But again, I'm looking at that 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
As we was talking a couple of weeks ago when we was talking about the Father's Day that was on the date of a four, Father's Day being the summer solstice was a four, and the time that it started was a four. So that four, again, with 40 days and 40 nights of rain, four is that 40 years that they wandered around the mountain before they were led into the promised land. 40 is no more than the 4 weeks of gestational period of pregnancy, which basically comes to 9 months, 40 weeks or 9 months. There's that nine again. That light, that warning. See, when we look at the letters LGBT, LG is a 9, BT is a 9. 9 and 9 is 18, which is still a 9. And when we add that Q, which is 4, 18 plus 4 is 22. There's that 4, 22. That's their answer. Answer is 4. This is why we are seeing that answer of LGBTQ being pushed in front of us. Because 4 for us being spiritual, 4 being God, 4 being spirit, solution, answer, message. That's their God that they're pushing, the LGBTQ. And as we see it being so prominent, it's showing that society, or this society, is promoting and pushing it like nobody's business. For, again, our youth, our children, to accept this as a norm. And as we see it, is not normal by no stretch of the imagination. Why is the churches now accepting this when before, even when we know they were doing it, it was hush-hush and behind closed doors? Why I got to know you coming out the closet? I don't care. Why you got to mention it to the world, like, hey, I'm coming out. Football players, basketball players, whoever, I'm coming out. Stay your ass in. Nobody cares. Your love life is yours, like you said, heterosexual. I'm not going around telling anybody I like poon nanny. I like women. I love women. That's all I want is a woman and get in the bed with a woman. Nobody cares. So why am I trying to push this on anybody? If this is what I love doing, and I definitely love my black women, you know, why should I have to advertise and promote? You know, so it's like this is what this is. Again, they're pushing this extremely hard. And when we see it, we know it's a program, a new program being embedded by a new generation that they're trying to go after. They are after. So again, this is why we always
Why do they want the children? You know, what is it? And to me, and this is my opinion, they're looking for a perfect generation. Because you got to remember, through all everything with these vaccines and everything, it's going to sterilize a whole lot of people, and especially these children, because, you know, they don't care if I get sterilized, you know, because, you know, first, I'm too old to be having any more babies. But the young people, they can still have children, make children, you know, so they're after them. So to me, it's that whole thing with this depopulation.
Right, it's all part of the plan, because remember, we've already said that the mortality rate of white people are down considerably. So since they're not having babies, and like we mentioned several weeks ago, we had two black women that had 19 children.
Oh, I got to bring that up.
Two black women.
No, wait a minute. They're saying the woman that had the 10 children, that it was alive. Now, I mean, they said they can't find no proof of it from the doctors and the hospitals and everything else, and that they put the woman in a mental institution. Now, Brother Kwame has his hand up, so I'm going to let Brother Kwame in, because I'm sure Brother Kwame got something to say about this, because he was the one who brought it to my attention about the woman with the 10 children. Brother Kwame?
Yes, ma'am.
Greetings, Brother Kwame.
Did you hear
how you
what
doing?
I just said?
I'm very grateful. I've been listening, you know, and I was listening. I said, okay, I don't need to step in here. But then when that voice of yours went up about 3 octaves, I said, okay, we got to calm it down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said, when that voice went up about 3 octaves, I said, uh-oh, there it comes. Let me push the button to see if we can calm it down. We don't want you getting upset and get sick here, you know. But it is challenging, you know, because it's a genocidal process. And this is what the whole thing that has been about in focusing in, and that they killing us in so many ways, you know. And the thing that we are looking at is like you saying, this is going to change the generation. Now, if a male
was to expose himself nude and in front of children as that transgender did in that spot, he'd be arrested for
indecent
exposure, and he will be. And so now you're looking at laws that were made for perverted people. Now you're giving them rights because they say that their titles are changed.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the madness that they've gotten in being able to program people, and they're trying to program them younger. Because what they want to do, along with the vaccination, and we don't know what the generation that comes with this vaccine is going to be able to either be, like you said, be sterile, or they will be transformed mentally in what this nanoparticle is going to do to their DNA with that RNA molecule. So what we're looking at is a process that they're looking by 20. See, they know by 2050 they will be the minority on this continent. And what they're doing is trying to – they're not trying. They're doing all that they can do to deter from melanated people from reproducing. This is what their agendas is. And when you were saying – see, they couldn't counter what that woman in Mali that had 9 children, that was authentic, and they knew that. But then the one down in South Africa, they're trying to deter – because they don't want to say that we have that much power, our women that has that much power. For a woman to be able to reproduce that many children in one term is something that hasn't been unheard of for them.
Yes.
My thing is right now, and looking at the family, and we were looking at the survival, how are we going to survive this whole sex identity? You know, I used to say the thing, and my daughter is gay, but I look at this thing, and that's her choice, and I respect her in it. The thing that I look at it is something I used to say, is that if you took all those men and gave them an island and put them on the island and say, okay, you can be all that you want to be, like in the military, here, take this island, you can be all that you want to be. You can be your transgender, you can do whatever way you want to go. All of y'all on that island. Women, you go on this island, and you can have that island. Give me 2 generations, and both islands would be empty.
Yep. Yes, it would. And the generation is,
so,
what, 20 years?
20 years. You give 20 years, and you'll look at all of those old men that's been banging other old men and not. And then those women that are doing what they're doing with their – you will not reproduce yourself. You're
nope.
going against the natural order of the Creator.
But, see, they want more of them running around.
Right. But, see, we knew in our time, in our ancestral ways, we knew that there were certain people that were going to be born that comes from the Creator. They're going to be the hermaphrodite. Or they will have to be two-spirited, what they call two-spirited, is because they have the duality to help the people to see what's on the other side and to bring back the messages from the other side. They have a special ability and creativity that they are gifted with, but just to choose that this is the Kool-Aid for today and this is what you're going to drink, you know, doesn't happen, because I've known many people that started off and gay, and then the next thing you know, well, what you doing with this baby? Who did you marry? And they married, and
yep.
they change. It's like a fad. You change,
yeah.
and you decide. And so the thing of it is, yes, some people have these parts of themselves that are that way. That's creative. But the other part is just because you want to have a parade and you want to be out here and get certain benefits, then no.
you know.
Yeah, you just want attention, that's all.
Right.
I mean,
well,
in my opinion,
you just want attention. Right, but you get, I'm watching right now, I'm watching what's called the movie on Prime. It's called Treatment. The sister's a black psychiatrist. They got a young 18-year-old girl. She's a black girl. She's fighting about being gay. And I'm looking at how we're putting this in through all the different media genres. And the thing that really, if you look at the media genres, you have a black man with a white man. You have a sister with a white woman. But you don't get us being us. Yeah, there have some, but the basis of it is it's you to be with them. To get recognition for your being part of their help to push this issue. Because a lot of they had a big controversy here in Atlanta in the big gay community, because the black gays were getting the white gays were wanting the black gays to help protest and get, and once they got the recognition, they pushed the blacks out there, hey, we got this right. This is ours, you know.
Yeah.
To get your own.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Tommy, is that they need us to make their stories known. Well, not their stories, but to get past their agenda.
No, but this is how they all of this rights came from us through history, getting civil rights to be recognized in this Anglo-Saxon white body supremacy. See, this white body supremacy has been recognized, and so everything, what we finally getting recognition and getting a little space on the 13th Amendment, 14th and 15th Amendment, getting the right to vote. We had the right to vote as black men owning land before they gave it to their women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so everything we opened it. We open the door for it. Now everybody else is coming through that door that we open.
Yeah.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's like the so-called civil rights law that was passed basically that King dealt with in 65. Now we see that the gays are using this. Civil rights. We see that the Hispanics are using civil rights. They're using our blueprint, as you said. We are the blueprint people, the cosmic people. And
right.
They use everything that we have fought for, died for. And now, again, like you say, they get the black gays to help them, but soon as they get what they want, they don't want you no more because they didn't need you. But nothing but a face, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
We just need to get y'all out there in the front. See, as Parliament says, sir knows, devoid of thought. We get these people who are devoid of the funk, of the thought, and put them out on Front Street. And that's where all these black people are now, on Front Street, and you see them scanning and grinning. They happy to be out there because we're in this time of selfishness, called selfies, that everybody wants to take a selfie. It's a selfishness that they're into, and they're going and they're fighting to get something that, if you're that selfish, stay selfish by yourself. I don't want none of your selfishness. There's too many people out there who are ready to share, as I am, information that will get us to the next one, called the next level, baby, the next frequency, the next sound. There's that
but
sound.
See, and the thing that you look at in those stories in the Helios Biblios, the fall of Rome, the fall of Greece, all of those were in that this what we're dealing with right now, and even Sodom and Gomorrah. This is the fall of a system. When you have, because you tell the greatness of a people by land, water, and women, not by trans men, not by, you know, testosterone women. You tell the greatness of a people by those things.
And so what you're looking at is a devaluing of humans, because the part of it is that we've lost values, morals, respect, and ethics in our society. We're losing it in the black community. We've just about lost it in the black community, but we're losing it in a society. You don't value the manhood and the womanhood and the union of man and woman. And then, is it morally correct in what you're doing? It is immoral to go against the call of nature, the call of the order of nature. Animals ain't out here protesting and trying to be something that they're not. They know their species and they know their gender, and they honor their gender, and they reproduce and produce enough. If you what are you try to find a cattle ranch that's got nothing but gay cows, you ain't gonna get no meat.
Nope.
If the chickens started being like people, wanting to have the rooster's gonna be all with the roosters, and the hens gonna just be, you wouldn't get no eggs.
Nope.
You wouldn't get no milk. If nature would now say, yeah, but see, you're going against the laws of nature. They're creating a system in which, how can we depopulate the planet by biowarfare, genetic annihilations, gender annihilation, and black on black crime.
That's it. That's why 21 is 2021. That 20 or that 2 is no more than the universe being 2.
Mm-hmm.
21 is also order. This is the order of the universe that we're getting back to, that they're constantly trying to keep us off of. That's the job that they're pushing, because the 2 that they push is called believe. The 3 is the lie. Believe the lie instead of the universe order. We're going to give you a lie to believe in, and that's what they've done, and that's what people have gravitated to. They believe in the lie so hard, they're ready to Armageddon a shot.
Right, but you know, it's even worse than that, because even with the you're changing the human mind. You're changing the human mind to go against its own body. That's some dangerous stuff. You think that vaccine is dangerous? To get a child to be in the mindset to think that my body is male, but I'm going to think like a female because this is what all of the people say I should be. Give me a boy by the age of 7 and I will show you the man woman. Give me a boy by 7 and I will show you the man that I can make from that boy. It works
both
ways.
That's what I got. Children in these institutions called school. School is 21. School is out of order. Order is 21. The schools are out of order.
Right.
This is why they're teaching homosexuality as a curriculum in the elementary schools, not just in high, but they start in elementary school teaching your children
right.
to have gay sex and all this, that, and the other. And again, the parents aren't being parents, or it's a parent that the parents don't know how to be parents to advocate for them, their children, the way they should.
You got to take the S off that word, the parent, because the duality is not. About 60% of our children that are in school, they're single family homes.
Oh yeah, well that goes back to the parent,
so
because it's a parent.
Right.
That father not being in the home, or even if he's not in the home, is not doing his fatherly duty to be a father to that child.
Right.
That's why
and
it takes two to make that baby.
Right. And one and one, see, in school they say one and one is two. No, one and one equals three. Because
mm-hmm.
that one male and that one female makes the three of them a family.
Right.
And
Holy
so
Trinity.
We overstand, and even when we say parent, because pair means two.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the word is single now. Single house, single family household. You can't have a single family because you had to have two people to make the family. How did one get singled out?
That's true. But also, you know, what we have to look at is why and what is the cause of these single family households. You know, the mindset that's being taught and seen. I mean, you know, yes, I mean, as a community, as a people, we have a lot of mistakes. We have a lot of errors. But are we going to continue to allow our narrative to be judged by someone else? You know, I mean, yes, they go by, oh, it's all these single family homes because they're not married. But they're not looking at mom has dad living there. Dad's living there. It's just not on paper.
But what you got is that you look at communities with a 750 and above credit score, you see you'll see a lot of parents. 750 and above, you see parents. Anything below 700 and going below, then you start seeing what? A dwindling of the relationship of male-female relationship. Because of the economic catastrophe that's put in and put those people into an environment that we call the hood. It used to be a neighborhood, used to be it was a community. Now it used to be family owned and environments when we came out of captivity. We built whole towns and communities where everything that walked down the street looked like us. We still got those communities, but we ain't got the economic wealth that we had once upon a time.
True.
And the thing that we got to look at is they're not making no more land on this planet. That's why I say we got to create Oasis, our ancestor spirit and service, because with Mother Nature and a mother and a father and a child working on the land, can produce a community. It makes the village. What does it take to make mm-hmm. a village? It takes doctors. It takes lawyers. But we've got to be able to create environments that's most conducive to life-giving forces, because there is no life-giving force. It will not produce life. Artificial insemination is what Dick Gregory said, you know, he said they're going to go around here making these test tube babies and these kids going to grow up loving pop bottles and mason jars.
Yeah. That, unfortunately, is so true. I mean, but we have to do better, but we have to work with what we got. You know what I mean? Right now,
but
this is what we have. And we have to work with them. We have to work with these young people and, you know, help guide them to a better way.
Right. And that's why, I don't know, I didn't share it with y'all. I don't know if you've seen it, is being able to come on and use this techno-spiritual to talk about the shifting that's going on and how we get in alignment with the order of change. If we would just get in the order of what's coming from above and the energy that's coming up out of the planet and stop trying to live in these urban plantations. Yeah, everybody's not meant to come out of the plantation, but we got to be able to do what we once used to do back in the day, was pack up the car, go out to the forest preserve, and have a family reunion. We talked about that. We played the song last week. Where did we have the family reunion? In the park.
Yeah, down the road.
On
yes.
nature. That's how we stay connected, coming back to Mother Earth. bring all the mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and the children together on Mother Earth and let her energy, along as we feed ourselves and union with ourselves, we also union with her. We've been disconnected from her, and you see the chaos that's coming out in these concrete jungles.
Because
they made the series The Walking Dead, King Deads. They don't reproduce nothing. They're dead.
5G. 5G is what they're doing. Walking zombies. Walking is 5 and zombie is 7. 5G. That's right. They just called it the Walking Dead. 5-5. Because dead is 5.
Yeah,
so when you the Walking Dead, they're going to put you on the 1 and took you off your frequency, off the sound, because you on some other nonsense. As you said, we took the shot a long time ago because the shot was introduced to the mind before it was introduced to the body. And we accepting the nonsense.
Bobby E. Wright said it right there when he made the Psychopath Racial book, talked about menticide. That we have been so trained, even Carter G. Woodson said it, you know, we've been so trained that we know not to go to the front door, and if there's no back door, we will build one just to do the training. We've been trained. We've been taught to hate that which is looking like ourselves. That's why I said white body supremacy, that white body privilege, just by the sheer essence of them being born in that unmelanated body gives them privileges over a melanated body. That's the sickness.
Made me think of an old movie right quick that we all familiar with, Imitation of Life.
There you go.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of, yes.
And what did it do to her? What did her daughter do? That woman died of a broken heart. Of her child would call her and say she was her nanny and raised her and would not acknowledge her own mother. Let me share something with you. How do you think they make sheepdogs? Have you ever
said it again?
They what?
No, I said say that again. I missed what you said.
How do you make a sheepdog?
Like you wasn't worthy of nothing. If your own daughter, your own child who you brought into this world, you carried, that was her only child, and if your child who's supposed to be the closest thing to you is going to turn their back on you, then how much worthy are you? What is your self-value?
But what I'm sharing is the story they tell us about. Asa Hill used to tell us all the time in lecture, the way you make a sheepdog is you take the puppy from the mother, and you take it and you put it to the sheep and let it suckle and nurse with that sheep. And you let that puppy stay in there and raise with the other little lambs that's in there. And then when that puppy grows up to a dog size, the way that you see it, that to make sure that dog is to protect the sheep, you let its mother come into the corral with the sheep, and that dog will kill its mother. Because they think it's a sheep. That's how you've done to our children. We've taken our children away from the mother after 6 weeks, and we put them with someone else, a television, a video game, a daycare, a pre-K school teaching. We take them away from the mother.
I said taking the mother out of the scenario like they took the father out of the scenario. And, again, it's no more than that same thing they did in the beginning when they separated the mother and the father in the so-called slave age or era, where the father was sold to another plantation, mother was sold, children was told. You never knew if you knew or were intermingling with your own brothers and sisters because you didn't know them.
Right, but the other way that you did it, and this is the way that the people on the ship were trained to do with them, is that you take that one woman, and you got all of those women on board that ship. You take that woman that's pregnant, you take a hook and put it through her tongue, you raise her up the mast, and you take a sword and you cut that child out of her belly in front of all of those ones, people in chains, and then you stomp the head of that child and throw that woman overboard. That puts fear in that man, and it puts fear in the eggs in that woman's body. It takes the love out of that, those people. When you put fear into people, you have them to lose their will.
I'm right, it goes through generations.
And it goes through generations.
Now, Brother Kwame, is that because you hold on closer to them because of the fear that you've seen, so therefore keeps getting continuously passed down? Or is that just something that's just inherited?
It's genetically encoded into the gene and the experience of trauma. But what has to be is the reprogramming, because the part of it is that in them programming that fear into that, then the trauma that is when the spirit of the child is in that little girl when she thinks of having a baby, it's in her genes, in the passed on in the gene, that there's a fear of coming into this world. And this is a place in the womb, is a place of protection, potential, and possibilities. In order to grow that body, and you come through that birth canal, and you're crowned, and you're crowned either king or queen coming through. So this is why they're even taking away the natural birth coming through the birth canal by doing C-sections. Because in the thing that coming through that birth canal, you're inoculated by what her body releases to coat that body to create the immune system, and then the child is to suckle and get the rest of its immune system by nursing, but you dry up the milk, the Milky Way. The Milky Way is above us. You dry up the woman's Milky Way to that child being connected to its universal self.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes. That's why, and I love it when you use those terms, dealing with as above, so below, and talk about the Milky Way and how that represents the female. It's so on point because Milky Way comes to 20. And female comes to 20. Two. Universe is two. The female is the universe on this planet. The female represents the universe. She represents that Milky Way.
You and
but
I. And that's how it starts.
That's it. And it's all out of order now with this nonsense,
right,
as we are talking about this LGBTQ and this separating of men and women and pushing this gay agenda. It's again, people are taking the shot in their head, in their thinking, in the program, because this is no more than a new program that's being introduced, or it's an old program being reintroduced. I'll say it that way.
Right. Right. But
to
what
a new
it
generation.
Is that, and this is why I said, you've heard me share, we got through Jim Crow. Now they've got Jim Code algorithms. These are the new mind laws that are taking over the human consciousness by putting the people into a frequency that is unnatural to their own natural cosmic connection and their earthly connection. When you distort the radio transmission from above and the earth, and you block it out by putting concrete and asphalt and putting people in buildings made of concrete and steel, and you locking them away from the sun for a year, saying you gotta lock down because of the virus, you're taking them away from the life force of love and light that the sun provides. Why do you think we have so many people vitamin D deficient? Because you trained them not to go in the sun.
Yeah.
You train them to don't walk on that grass. Why not? That's what you're supposed to do. Take those insulated shoes of rubber and plastic off your feet and let your soul connect back to your mother. How do you think you're going to get the right frequency charge if you got your soul insulated?
That's the key. Put your feet is five, on the earth and grounded. Grounded is seven, 5G.
Right.
They've taken
right.
us off of that with the technical, if you want to, dealing with
the
5G towers.
Yeah, but we got to go back to 10G. You got five toes on each foot, so you got to go back to 10G.
Okay. Well, the 10 is on the 1, baby, so that's cool, too. Oh, yeah, that's why
it.
You got two of them, 2 feet.
Yeah, you got five tight. On each foot, so you got to go
that's
back
it.
To the 10G. You're barefooting. What
hey.
Got a song?
That's it. Show you right.
You're barefooting. That was right while we were singing that song.
The old national anthem to me was that song. I think it was Margarita and the Vandellas. I'm not sure, but it was calling out around the world. It's a new beat because we dancing in the street. And that's
right.
why we got to get back in the street with
but
that
what
beat.
Did we used to have? What this is show you something about how powerful we used to have. We used to have block parties right there in Chicago. Block
oh,
off
yeah.
the street. Everybody
yep.
come out of the. Everybody in the community bring something out of their house, and we would entertain and feed the children and get to know each other.
Those things have been taken
how many,
out.
How many block parties you see in Chicago now?
Man, you don't see no. I haven't seen. You mentioned that, and you took me back because I haven't seen a block party in over 10 years here in Chicago. And we used to have them everywhere. I mean, on a side note, I used to do side work. I was a clown for a while. Edo the Clown, I called myself. But I made some good money, family. Oh, my goodness. Good
yes.
money that you can make. But, again, I went to so many block. I was invited to come and perform at different block parties, even a couple of family
until
unions
what?
And a whole bunch of birthdays. You know,
and who did what? What did Gacy do? What did he dress up as?
Who was that?
Gacy in Chicago. What did that white guy dress up as? That was killing all them people. He was a clown.
A clown, yeah. That's why a lot of people are scared of clowns, too. Killer clowns, you know. But, yeah, man, all of those, you just brought back so many memories, like I said, and these are things that we don't have anymore, you know, that made the village so strong.
Right.
To get out because, again, just like I would assume, which is bad on my part, but I'm just going from reality, that most people on the same block don't even know each other. You might
know
your neighbor on both sides of you, and that's a maybe. You know them by face,
right.
but you don't even know their names. You don't know their children's name. You don't know anything about them, but, you know,
no.
hey and hi, and that's it.
But
you
it's,
know.
It's because what do you call it now? You don't call it neighborhood. You don't neighbor. You don't know your name. So you're in the hood. You put a hood over you. Either side, all you see was what's in front of you. That's
they call
the,
that blinders on
the
horse.
Market. Just like you do blinders on a horse.
That's it. But it's no coincidence that hood comes to, what number y'all think hood comes to?
A five.
14. There you go, baby, that five. That's why they put you in a hood. They done blocked off your thought. We can't even see what we supposed to be seeing because we got a hood. With blinders
but
on.
You know,
that's
now,
why blind
Eddie,
is 14. It's keeping you blind.
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to show you something. This is the dangerous part of when they start removing the hoods is when they did what?
that we didn't get circumcised, but this is the thing in which they did, is when they start circumcising little boys as soon as they come out of the womb. Remove that hood.
Yeah, that's wow. Another good analogy, dealing with the hood.
Right. Because you, and then you look at something. When did you start seeing sags?
Seeing what?
Seeing young boys wearing sags was what? Back in the 90s or the early part, the latter part of the 90s?
Yeah, late 80s.
In the
80s? 90s, yeah.
When did Pampers come out?
You said Sam Bush?
Pampers.
Pampers
in the early 80s. Right. So if you look at the generation that was wearing Pampers, them saggy diapers between their legs and that gel hanging from their butt, they grew up to be that generation that started wearing the sag.
Oh, wow.
It didn't come from jail. It come from the training of putting your child in a pamper and not changing and letting it fill up and let it walk around where it had to carry that mess between its legs. It got comfortable walking around with that mess. And so it did what? Grew up and started putting on clothes and let it hang off their butt. Just like it did when you put some Pampers on them. Programming.
Oh, wow.
That's what it all is, a program. And we don't see it as it's happening. And when it comes out full blast, we act surprised. See, because we all grew up, all of us grew up in cloth or cotton diapers.
That's
where you
it.
Had to take that diaper off and go to the bathroom and flush it and then wash that diaper.
Right. But the other thing, we had something with it, though. The only way you kept that diaper, we had safety pins, something
safety
safe.
Pins. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The way you kept that baby safe was you put that cloth cotton diaper on it with a safety pin. You made them feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the first time a person feels any independence is when you get a child to know I can go pee-pee and poo-poo for myself. I am independent.
Yeah.
That is the first independence
of
every human.
Yes.
Because what? I no longer have to have you wiping my butt and taking me and changing my diaper. I can take care of my own release excrements.
Yeah.
Independence. That's why bathrooms are so prevalent in hotels, because people have a thing about where they go and sit in their king and queen throne.
Yep. We have another caller. I'm going to bring them in, y'all. Area code 618.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? It's Brother D. I had wanted to make a comment on the sagging. They first put it out in the public, to my remembrance, with that guy, Marky Mark, with the Calvin Klein commercials. When they first came out with them, they was advertising those drawers, those boxer briefs that he was wearing, and that was like when they started promoting it too. He was like one of the first ones that came with that sagging like with the public.
Well, that's fashion, and I thank you, bro, because you're right, because it's fashion, but the thing that you're looking at, it had a name on it. See, the three things that keep us in slavery was guns, alcohol, and cloth. So you look at you wearing those diapers and getting saggy, so you're going to put on a designer name so you can show your drawers and say that you're wearing a sag because you got trained by wearing a pamper.
I go way back and look at the sagging star from these different people who came in your house to fix your whatever. And these fixing men came with their pants sagging and showing the cracks of their butt. I remember that way back in the day. Before we called it sagging.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had their pants like that.
If there was a man in the house, you did not let – I do this with my grandsons when they were little boys. I go out there to visit. And they come out the house and they go in like come on, Grandpa, we going. I'm going to take him somewhere. And I'm going like, why you got that on? I said, take the shoestring out of your gym shoe and tie them pants, tie it in your belt loops and tie them pants around your waist. I started making them do that. I went and bought them a belt. Every time that I got ready to go somewhere, they go in the room and find that belt. So Grandpa make you take the shoestrings out of your shoes and tie them pants up. Jethro did it on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a couple of times with some people where I had them. I have rope in my house, and I go put a rope on, and I make sure it's long enough to dangle. So it's going to embarrass you to wear a rope instead of a belt because you don't want to put a belt on. But you ain't going to walk around with me with your pants sagging. Like anybody I know, ain't nobody getting in my car, even coming in my house. Being a young man with his pants sagging, I stop him at the door, either my car door or my house door. You can't come in here.
I had something. I went to the gas station to get gas. But no, I'm going to share something. That I went to the gas station. There was some brothers got out the car, and they had music banging or whatever. And they was in line, and we were getting ready to pay for the gas. And the brother turned around and says, hey, what's up, OG? And I said, pull them pants up. And the brother said, hey, man, pull your pants up. That the OG back there. Everybody pull their pants up. You got to show respect.
Oh, yeah.
And that's,
now, y'all
that's
talk
it.
About
the
rope and everything, but have you seen it where, because I mean, I really don't see the tagging too much anymore, not the way how it used to be. But where these boys, y'all have the belt on, but they have the belt on, and it goes under their behind. So they don't have belts, I mean, you know, for the most part, because they have the belt. I mean, they show that they want to show their butt. They want to show their underwear.
Right, because it's fashion statement, because you wearing a Calvin Klein underwear. Why don't you show them full moon white underwear? They start putting colors and all that other stuff in it. But the part of it is, you ain't gonna wear them saggy full of the loom white drawers on. You got hash marks back there. You ain't gonna be showing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on. I've seen some nasty, nasty individuals that had stained drawers and want to show your dookie draws with your pants sagging. And I'm like, how sick can you be?
What's even worse now, the young girls is doing it. Or then you got on a dress so short that it, and they wearing thongs, and they were running, and this is just plain filthy. They were running a video of a young woman was barmaiding, had the string hanging out from her thong, and you knew what the string was connected to.
Oh, come on, y'all know. No.
That's I'm here talking.
The morals.
I'm talking, and I have myself on mute.
I was wondering what's happening. We have another caller with their hand up. I'm sure they have something to add to this as well. Okay. Area code 336.
That's my lazy.
Area code 336. Yeah.
This is
Mr. Parent.
Yes. Can you hear me, family?
Yes,
we can hear you loud and clear.
The nurses keep coming in and out. Wait a minute. I know I clean my ears. What did I hear Brother Kwame say?
It was nasty.
Tell again, Brother Kwame. Tell again, because I didn't see it.
What?
You saw it.
Yeah, I mean.
That's not funny, Brother Harris. What did I hear? What?
Yes, young lady working in a bar. Bending over and had the string hanging out her yoni.
That's just nasty.
Oh, Lord, Brother Kwame, you did not have to go there. Oh, my God. I'm already hurting, Samuel. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But this is,
this is what
I'm talking about.
What is it?
Is we've lost values and morals. People don't value themselves, and they're morally incorrect in how they present themselves to the world.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to mute for a minute, family, but I just had to make sure that my ears were clean. And did I hear? That's not funny, Sister Antoinette. Good.
No, it's
fair.
It's
fair.
It's worse than said. It's disgraceful. It's shameful. I mean, when we look at what is happening to our young people and the fact that these young people have children or they're going to make children. So how are these new generations going to be? I know that did not make sense at all. That was all incorrect English all around. But
no, but you're right.
It's just mess.
Right, but see, that's where you get values. That person value themselves. That is immoral to show yourself at that time of the month.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when you used to, you tried to hide it. You didn't want anybody to know that was your time of the month. I mean, I guess my generation, you want to do so much of it, like it's a shameful thing that, these children are taught that there's no shame in anything. That's the reason why you can have a man going to the woman's bathroom and take a shower and hollering about he's a woman today.
Right, but it used to be when we was kids. I used to hate to have to go to the store and get my mom that big purple box and come back and everybody knew what was in that bag. Oh, you got jelly rolls.
Oh, man, that's what y'all call them, jelly rolls. Okay.
Call them jelly rolls. And do you know that a black woman made the sanitary belt?
No, I didn't.
Yep, a black woman invented the sanitary belt for the napkins. I forget her name, but she was a great, and then because they had to wait till she died in order to patent it, because she had created it, she couldn't get it, and then they took it and they ran with it.
And that's how they did everything. Their names are on the patent when we invented it and came up with basically everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Thomas Edison taking the credit for.
But even that, but I'm grateful they got a YouTube now. Sally Hemings was Jefferson's mistress, but many people didn't know James Henning was the chef that created macaroni and cheese. And he was the chef for Thomas Jefferson. Yeah, they got a whole YouTube on James Hennings. Just type in his name. And he was the chef, and he had took him to Paris with him when he was ambassador or something over there. And he learned to cook from the French chefs. And he came back, and he had a special stove built and ironware that he used to cook all the meals for him and for the dignitaries and that. And he cooked his way out to freedom because he taught his brother how to be the chef, and Jefferson gave him his freedom.
All right. But he wouldn't give freedom to his own children.
That's
why he was alive.
See, a lot of this truth is finally coming out, and this is why they're having such controversy about the CRT, the critical race theory. Is because the thing is, it's going to show who they really were.
Yeah.
Who they still are.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And as the title talks, I mean, it titled, Do You Hear Your Sound? Your sound, again, is no more than, as you put it, your moral. It's your value. It's what you stand for.
But see, I sent you the message back, and I said one hand clapping. It's a book called One Hand Clapping. I got it. It's a Chinese. It's about the thing. It's about your one hand claps with the spirit of whoever your people is. The other hand that claps with you.
Mm.
the hand of your ancestor.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes.
And we got to make that change, family. Change being that five, and we're in this change. That's why this age of Aquarius is revealing all. This is the age
right.
or the era that everything is being revealed.
But see, the change is what breaks the chain. The change breaks the chain.
Mm-hmm. The first chain that needs to be broke is that shackle on your brain. Take the chain off your brain, family.
What name of your book?
What did Bob Marley say?
The name of Brother Eddie's book is Take the Chain Off the Brain.
But Bob Marley says none but ourselves can free our mind. But see, really, the mind is just a circuit board. We have to learn to think with our heart, because below our heart is our gut. And if we follow our gut, our heart will never lie to us.
That's why we're on this day. It's called Wednesday, which is the green chakra, and the green chakra is the heart chakra. That's why green is 23 and change is 23. That change starts with the heart. That frequency, that beat has to change from the heart.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but nowadays you're taught, don't follow your heart. You know, take time and listen to your brain. Listen to it. Think about what you're doing. Don't just jump and do it.
Go back and study how do they keep the mummies? How do you mummify a mummy? When they did the autopsy and dressed the people for the burial, they would take a hook and stick up your nose and pull your brain out and use it to tan your skin in order so your skin will stay on your body, because that's what's called tanning. That's how you make leather. And we wear leather shoes, leather that you brain tan the skin in order to make it flexible and keep it alive, because the molecules in the human brain is what keeps the elasticity in the skin. That's why when you die, and the thing I used to, in my drinking day, when I used to drink, we used to go down in the morgue, and there was a mortician named Cliff. And we'd come down there with our bottle, and he'd drink with us and be doing the autopsies on people. And it used to amaze us that the way they do it, they cut behind your, around the back of your head, pull your face down, your skin off of your, pull your mask down, and then they take a saw and cut a diamond in the back of your head, reach down and cut that spinal cord and pull your brain out and weigh it, and pull your skin back over and put that piece of skull back in, stitch your where they cut you at, and you done. They take your brain out. It's the heart that is put on the scale. With the feather of Mayat. If your
That's
heart
it.
Is as light as the feather,
That's
then
the
you
feather.
Go to the other land. But if there's any weight in it, that means that you didn't live right.
That's it. Trial by feather, baby. Trial by feather. The
right.
story
the
of
Mayat.
The Wizard of Oz. That's the story of the Wizard of Oz, the trial by feather, them journey into that land that was called the Emerald Green City. Emerald is 23, green is 23, the heart chakra.
And the ten man needed a what?
He needed a heart. But what did the wizard reveal after they saw that the wizard was not real anyway, just a man? He told them all that you had everything you needed from the very beginning.
Because each one of them was symbolic. The scarecrow was the straw man, which is the brain that the person needs to get connected back to in order to get his own identity back, is to get the straw man back. The lion needed courage, because the courage is the part in which you're able to stand up and fight for what it is that you believe that is yours. and the heart was the seed, and then you had them going down the yellow brick road, which is the road that is paved in gold. Yellow is gold.
And let's not leave out Dorothy, because hers was to get what? Back home. Home is 14.
Oh, yeah. But to lead those males, those were three males, the female had to lead the males, because the dog was the god that she was running with.
That's it. Because that female,
Toto,
too, represents Toto, but the female represented what? Ceres, the Sirius star.
Right.
And the three males were no more than the three stars of Orion's belt that follows her.
That's it.
Right.
That's
in that
it.
Center navel, as you said.
The dog
a
star.
Navel. Every man has a navel. Every man,
right.
Every human comes from a female. A woman.
Right. And that was the dog star. So, you like you're
mm-hmm.
right. The three stars of Orion.
That's it.
So, anyway, but.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, I was just trying to see if we getting off topic, because I was trying to remember what was the topic for the show.
The topic is we're on it, because at the same time, what we want to do is reveal things that basically give people solutions. You
right,
know, with what we're talking about, people can form their own solutions and get out of the program of what the program has been giving them. We're giving them
right.
information that could be used if applied to the information that they already have.
Right, and get on the right frequency, because all of the energy and the shift is there, because they're using it, because they're getting ready now to reconnect this great pyramid. The fourth great pyramid is getting ready to be activated because of what they're getting ready to. Okay, they just brought out for Easter the death that they brought out, the 22 mummies from the Cairo Museum, and put them in their what? They call it the gem, the Great Egyptian Museum. All of those stolen artifacts from those tombs, they now have in a museum that was created by an Irish woman and a Chinese man that designed the architect for that building, right next to the Sphinx or Heremhet, which is facing the symbol of Leo facing the east, looking at the constellation that will be representative of Leo, because we're in the age of Aquarius. But what they're getting ready to do with that is that we had Tutankhamun, the young pharaoh, but now when Moses was bringing the people out of, he led the people, the pharaoh that Moses went against and challenged to get the people, as the story goes, was Ramesses II. They're getting ready to send Ramesses II to America on the Ramesses II gold exhibit. And they're bringing him here, the first three cities in the United States starting in November. And what is November really representing? Thanksgiving, when the pilgrims came. Now they're coming back again.
Yes, and speaking of these so-called holidays, we know this Sunday, 4 days, there's that four days from the day will be what they call the 4th of July. The other name is called Independence Day.
And what is it
Independence
come from?
Independence is 42, day is 7. 42 plus 7 gives you 49, 4 plus 9, 13, you back to the 4, spiritual. See, all of these holidays have the numbers of spiritual and the universe within them.
Right, but what you're representing is, and what they know about the astral me and the alignments of everything, is that's the July the 4th is when Sirius and the sun rise together from the east. Sirius is the spirit sun. And they rise together, and it travels until the 24th of July, when it realigns with the pyramid of Giza, and the light of Sirius goes through the Queen's Chamber and goes back and reflects the light in through the Queen's Chamber down to the reflection pool, and the year of the year begins again, because on December 31st at midnight it's traveled 180 degrees. And so what happens is that this is when we come outside and start shooting, is because if you look directly overhead, Sirius is right above, just as the sun is at noon in the daytime. Sirius is there on December 31st at 11:59, is right above your head. So all of this is symbolic of what is above, because he says, let there be light, and then he named the sun, the moon, the stars, the signs, and the seasons. These are all signs, because we got to get back to the signs, the symbols, and the numerology, what you're doing, Eddie, because the sign is that that's why Washington aligned that up with, but they had to get the perfect alignment with the constellation Virgo, which Benjamin Banneker, being the one who was raised by his Irish grandmother who married a Dogon African that taught him the star system, and in turn was able to take over and realign Washington, D.C. with the constellation in order to have it doing the true north, true west in the era of Pisces. Because the opposite would be in the east would be Pisces, and in the west it would be Virgo. All the opposites, just as now Aquarius will be in the east, in the west, and then Leo will be in the continent. It's the alignment of the heavens. This is our story. This is Adam Kadmon. And what we're doing is those 12 13 constellations, but they only use 12. And the thing of it is those constellations produce all the energy that we're needing to reactivate ourselves. We're in perfect alignment with crossing the galactic center of the Milky Way, and we're at the point in our galaxy, this solar system is at the point in the galaxy where we were 25,920 years ago. And this is the cosmic, this is the galactic energy from the Federation that's coming to the planet to raise the consciousness of our next evolutionary stage.
Family.
Yes, Sister Mother AZ, we can hear you.
Okay, I have a question. This is very, very interesting. This has happened before at the other installation that I was at next door to in Sierra Vista. The trees, with certain people, you, Brother Harris, and you, Brother Kwame, this, as you're talking about all that you are reasoning about and sharing, Brother Kwame, and then when you said the Galactic Federation, the trees, the wind just like went through these trees like they are giving you, how do you say, an applause. I swear to God, I'm looking at this tree right now and giving thanks. And the same thing happened at that with that other tree, the elder mother tree over there at the other facility in Sierra Vista. Brother Kwame, what does that mean? Can these trees, is it my imagination, or are they really showing me? Because I understand they're showing me that you're on point. It's just like when you say something, somebody can say something, see, there they go again. And somebody can say something and you get chill bumps. That is what is happening here with this tree. Am I crazy, family?
No, is this because that's the... This is the first internet, because the trees here that are out in front of my porch are rooted in the earth, and they are interconnected to to those trees around the planet.
Mm.
They're interconnected by, they're internetted together because the frequency of the earth. When I speak, what every word that you're speaking carries a vibration that will touch 72,000 people on the planet simultaneously every time we speak out our words. And the thing about that 72,000 that comes from the frequency that we speak, because Brother Eddie is given 72 and I'm given 72, he's given the number, I'm given the words. So guess what 72,000 and 72,000 equals up to?
144, which is the nine, which is that line, which is learning.
And what did he talk about? The 144,000. When two or more are gathered in the name, there the Creator be.
Okay.
And the 12 grids create the 144 grids on the planet.
Okay. Out of all these four pages of facilities that they researched before I left the hospital to first come here about 2 months ago, that was the only one out of four of those pages, this facility, Devon, D-E-V-O-N, Gables, and it's, I think it's 5160 or something like that. I'm going to find out, but it's Devon Gables. When I saw that, it was like it was it was amplified, and I'm like, and it's another place where I can look at the tree, and these angel people here who smell some kind of good. Everybody in this facility smells like a floral garden. I'm by a tree, and it's like something has placed me where I can open my door. They allow me to keep my door open and have communion with these trees. And I noticed that when you guys are talking or reasoning, these trees, it's kind of rain. I call it a medicine woman's rain. To air out the garbage and what have you. The trees, it seems like they're amplified. It's like your voice is carried to these trees from Chicago and Georgia. I'm watching this. It's fascinating. This is why we must get back to nature, you know? Hey. Yes, baby. Can you ask the nurse, can I have a pain patch? Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. It's amazing. It's like somebody knew my journey and my heart.
You got your fan on, Miss AZ?
Yes, I'll cut it off, sir. Thank you. I didn't know it was that loud. I can hang. Oh, okay. It's like somebody knew, and this was orchestrated,
excuse me, Sister Parrish. Let me make this announcement, and then you can continue. Folks, we have 14 minutes left in this live program. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. If you wish to continue to listen to the show, or if you have a question or a comment, to number one. And Brother Eddie, could you give the other call-in number? And let me remind y'all also, Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and Brother Ray at 3 o'clock Sunday, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 o'clock Eastern Time, we need to be drumming so we can pray these demons out of here. And we're playing to Lift Every Voice. And Brother Eddie, you can go now.
The second number is 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay, thank you.
Is it okay to go?
Yes, go ahead, Mother AZ.
Okay, I'm long-winded. We're having a show tomorrow. I just don't want to give everything away, but I'm just fascinated at what has been happening actually since last year and then the last 3 months with Mother Nature. Just before the show came on, no, it was during the show, Sister Antoinette, the hummingbird came and right there at my door, and I thought the little hummingbird was going to come on, roll on in. Now, Brother Kwame, if that hummingbird had come on in my room, what would that have meant?
Well, hummingbird represents renewal. Things are getting ready to be just like what you're doing. Is you're being renewed, because tomorrow's a great day for you, is renewing your solar return.
All right. Well, I'll be quiet because I'm just listening, and I give thanks, Brother Eddie and Brother Kwame, or Brother Harris, that you were kind enough to connect with me, because it's some powerful things getting ready to unfold. And I cannot urge the family enough with what I'm involved in or going through. You must get out in nature, family, any means necessary in a good way. If you got a backyard, I've been saying this for 45 years, if you have a backyard, you go out there. If you can't dig a pit, get somebody, pay a little child, somebody in the neighborhood, a youngster, to get a shovel, dig you a pit, and put some godfathers around that pit and leave an opening for you, like a doorway, and sit there and just meditate. You must dig a little pit. Even if it just comes up to your knees, big enough to get both of your feet and your legs in, and just be, family. Because what I've been seeing and what I've been told, and the information that's coming down from the Galactic Federation since 2009, actually, is getting stronger. And ones like us, we must put our feet in the dirt, use our crystals, and ground ourselves, get sweats if you can. Brother Kwame can tell you. But however, I'm seeing things unfold with my own two eyeballs, you know, of the changes. And when the people get connected to the land, it's a change in those people. It's the earth does something. I won't say everything, because I'm going to say it tomorrow on Soul Purpose Healing at 5 o'clock with Dr. Viata and Brother Kwame and Brother Harris. But this is necessary, family, because everybody is not here on this boot camp planet to be saved. And so we must prepare ourselves so that others can be prepared. And one thing that I cannot put emphasis enough, we must teach the young people how to assist the medicine elders to stay on the planet, to sit in the rocking chair and pass down the wisdoms. It's more than ever, because they're trying to take us out of here. I mean, I know you already know that. So I will be quiet and listen and give thanks for Devon Jables allowing me to be myself. I'm abundantly grateful, family. I swear, I never seen anything like this in my life, and it lets me know that the Creator Source has my back. And I just don't know what to say but be grateful and just be thankful. And I cry sometimes because it's unbelievable in a good way. Thank God.
Yes, and right quick, Mother AZ, just to go back to the trees giving you affirmation. It's a lot of us, as you just said, we need to not just get out in nature. We need to pay attention to nature when we're talking or even thinking. And we feel the wind and see the trees blow because, again, as you said, when Kwame mentioned the Galactic Federation and you saw the wind pick up and saw the leaves on the trees start to move, that's because the current within his voice, current is phi. It's the current on the wind. Wind is phi. The Federation is phi. So out of his voice mentioning the Federation, the wind picked up the current, and you saw it way where you are because it's all connected by nature. We are the ones that's disconnected. But as you did, you're paying attention, not just getting in nature, but you're paying attention to nature itself. Even that humming bird, bird is seven, nature is seven. Yes, it's all part of nature that's communicating with us. All we have to do is pay attention and be quiet sometimes so we could resonate that amplifying force of nature that's within us that resonates and it comes out. So you're not crazy by a long shot. I'm glad you mentioned it. I hope we got a couple of seniors that I talked to here in Chicago that are listening. I hope they are because they have problems on connecting with nature. And that was just a beautiful way of just paying attention to what's being said because you can be on the phone with somebody from another state, another country, and say one thing, and the universe, nature itself, will amplify and show you if you're paying attention.
Look
if
at the
that
tree.
Person
you're
is talking,
and the tree is just bouncing up and down.
Hey, they hear it. They hear it because they're involved in the rituals of the conversations that's going through the wind that's flowing because even the rituals are part of the Federation. It's a part of the current. It's a part of the wind. It's a part of our defense.
Wow.
We just have to find our particular ways of expressing the information that we have. I'm blessed, as you said, to have been given this number system the way I have to where I'm able to see more than I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen what I'm seeing today. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful time to be alive, quote unquote, by Dr. Blair, who used to say that quite often. Wesley says that a lot now, Brother Wes, but back in the day, that's all Dr. Blair would say. It's a beautiful time to be alive because when you recognize where we are and who we are and our capabilities, oh, my goodness, yes, you begin to love it as it loves you. That's why love is fire. And that love comes from what? As Kwame said, it comes from the heart because the brain is part of the love that we give. So by no stretch of the imagination are you anywhere near to being crazy that they want you to be in the system. We ain't crazy. They crazy. So bless us, Mother AZ, and bless you. Thank us.
Thank us. Oh, I'll mute.
So, Brother Kwame, did you have something to add?
Well, I mean, the thing that Mama AZ is experiencing and what we all experience is that there's a great shift that's coming. and this alignment, because today is the 30th and like Sunday is the 4th, but this sun and Sirius are in alignment as we speak. And these energies are already inundating and bathing the planet. And these alignment of the planet, I mean, of these planets right now are getting in order. And we're getting a shift in this new consciousness. Each day we're gaining more consciousness that's coming, because we're looking at, I've been watching the electrical storms that they've been having here, the charging of the energies. And the energies are so powerful. I got solar little lights in around my place. And when the lightning strikes, these lights come on. And this is just shows you how much energy is in the air. When they can turn on solar lights in the night, you know. And so it's letting me know that things are moving and shifting. Even though we've been through what we've been through, there is getting ready to be a great change is coming. This summer solstice season will be a very big change in what's going to happen with us as a people here on Turtle Island.
Yes. Turtle is also 5, family. So, yeah, it's all on the 5. It's all part of that wind, all part of the Galactic Federation that's basically informing us if we are open and receptive. That's part of, again, the solution and the answers, getting back to nature. Nature will inform you, if you're in order, what you should be doing if you're not doing it. But if you're in order, you already know what you should be doing and what you're advocating for. And it's nature itself.
Right.
It's the consciousness that we have that's basically being reintroduced by way of, as you said, water and memory, water and consciousness. Memory being 7, consciousness being 7. This is what the water at this time, as they say, global warming, which we know is not true. This is a natural occurrence every 25,920 years, which comes to that 9 again, that light, that learning, that information that's being bombarded. It's being revealed. Revealing is a 9. All is being revealed. So, yeah, let's get on your sound and your light, your love. That light is amplified by love, and it comes directly from that change coming from the heart. The heart gets us out of the program that we've been put in. So we're coming out of what we've been put in. We are being deprogrammed from the program. We just have to find our particular ways, and once we do, we can share. And Mother AZ, for you again, for your eyes and your eyes only, like we have certain things for our eyes and our eyes only, to see, to witness. Because we witness certain things along our journey so that we can share a consciousness through our conversations and not be distracted by the media and the news. That job is to totally keep us distracted. And at times, this is, we get complacent where we're constantly pumping the program, or as I say, the same number, different words. The shit, we keep pushing the shit, the program that they not put in our head that gets us nowhere. Because we're regurgitating the same nonsense that put us in the situation we're trying to get out of, using the same program that they gave us, going in a vicious circle. Round and around we go. Where we stop, nobody knows. Well, find that pattern and you know where to get off. You know how to make it stop. What do you measure your information by? What patterns do you have that you recognize to let you know for yourself, being your own witness, what's happening? And this is when we come together as what's being dubbed as fellowship, so that we can communicate what we have received along our journey, along what we have witnessed that we're supposed to share. There's certain things we're supposed to share, and there are other things that we don't. We already know the personal things that we don't supposed to share. But we have an abundance of information that we're supposed to give away. Give it away. That's why give is for. That's why God is for. That's why spirit and message, answer, solution is for. We give it away. We give the message. We give the solution. We give the answer if you know it. If you don't, be silent until it comes. Because if we're in order, that order reigns supreme. Just like water returns to its own level, order returns. So that's what's happening. And they're fighting hard to keep us off of the order of nature that we are tied to. We're linked to it. We can't get away from it, and that's the biggest fight. We're fighting nature from a program that we've been taught, and we really believe that program is right. But again, this age is revealing right and wrong. We don't have to fight it. All we have to do is flow. Flow being five. Flow with the universe. Flow with the wind. The wind beneath my wings, this is why that wind being five and wings are five. It's all on that current of wind that we all are part of. So, yes, we have to get back on our true learning. Go ahead, Brother Clay.
Right. No, and I was just going to share with the family is that we have two times that, like I was saying, that Sirius and the sun will rise. But see, we're on the ecliptic. And right now, the sun is what's called aphelion. And what it's the timetable and dates that show the distance of the sun from the earth. It's like in the winter solstice, the distance of the perihelia is like 94 million miles that the sun is distance from the earth. But when it comes July 4th, or it's going to fall on July 5th this year, the aphelia means that the sun is going to be 94 million miles from the earth because it has its ecliptic. It's got so many miles it goes out and then so many miles that it comes back in. And these are the energies of those solar winds that will bathe. But see, the thing that happens is that distance of those 94 million miles, all of that solar wind that comes off of that sun, everything in between that 94 million miles is brought in that wind to the planet. So all of that, like we're getting this 11,646,000 pounds of meteor dust that hits the earth. So you're looking at this dust that is bathing smaller than nanoparticles that are bathing the earth with all of this consciousness that's coming out of our solar system, connected from the energies of our galaxy. These are the energies that I'm saying that all of that carries consciousness, and this consciousness is falling as we speak, and especially at night, because, you know, it's coming. this is the bathing of what we're getting all of this from, is all of those stars in that Milky Way system, all of that dust is and energy is coming to the planet. And so this is the shifting. It's distorted in the urban areas because you're banned from nature to get your download of information that's coming from above and the frequencies of the earth frequencies. And what you said about the water, the melting of the climate change is melting the million-year particles of water that's been frozen, now are being released and put back into the atmosphere, mixing with those with those galactic particles that's coming from the sun and all that solar wind. So now we're getting bombarded with a new consciousness that is activating the human when we're in the right space and place. It's hard to get to you when you're in a 16-story building locked in with sealed windows and air conditioned blowing, recirculating polluted air back that you're breathing. But when you're walking in nature and those trees, just like Ms. Mama AZ is saying, those trees are blowing and connecting because all of that energy is connected, because those trees are all internet connected in their roots in the earth with the electrical currents that are flowing through the earth's 144 grids. So all of this is our alchemy, and this is how we've got to understand and coming back and understand how to save ourselves. None but ourselves can free our mind. And the creative force is giving us all of the energy that we're needing, even though they're doing their 5G. We got 10G when we take off our shoes and let our 10 toes ground on the earth. 10G beats 5G.
Yes, man. It was something you had said. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you had said, dealing with the trees.
Oh, and it was something. Oh, yeah, you said the internet. The trees are no more than the natural or the real internet.
Right. The roots are
net
in the earth. They're netted
in the
together.
Earth. That's it. And that's why tree is 22, which is 4. Net is 13, which is 4. The tree is the net of the earth that connects underground, ground being rooted, to everything. And
right.
This is what Mother AZ, you're saying, get back in nature. Mother AZ said, dig your little pit and put your feet up to your knees in there so that you can truly ground yourself and feel the earth communicating with you. I've been telling people for the last 5 years that the wind, the air, talks to me. And people look at me crazy. Oh, look at me crazy if you want to. But you following that shit. I'm following nature, baby. I'm sorry. It's in the air, and the air talks to me because the air is part of the universe. It's part of the Milky Way that's talking to me. That's why communication is too. Milky Way is too. Universe is too. I use my voice, too, to reveal what the universe is giving me through the air. Air being too, family. Ooh, come on.
Hmm.
It's in the wind, the current.
Sam,
connected to your interpretation, which is 5. Wind, 5. Thought is 5. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. I get on a roll with these numbers, and it's hard to stop sometimes.
Oh, I know, but I want you to, we're working in unison because wordsmithing, we're talking about the tree, right?
Correct.
T-R-E-E, the real earth energy. T-R-E-E, the real earth energy.
Okay.
Tree
great.
Stands for the real
right.
earth energy. T-R-E-E.
Brother Kwame.
Tree. Yes.
I have a question. I just had a thought. I have a couple of you know, those little wash pans you use in the hospital for your bed, bath, and everything. Out here, they've allowed me to rake 3 mounds. But it's full of paint. I'm wondering if I get the earth that's around the tree. It's still paint, slivers of paint coming off the fence. But would that be okay to fill two of those pans for both of my feet with a little bit of dirt, even though it has gravel in it? Or
no, but what you want to do is, like you said, like you pay somebody to go and take your pan and dig you, because that surface is soil and dirt. Those are two different things. Soil is live. Soil is live. Dirt is like the ash that comes on our skin when the dead cells are on the skin. It's ash. Dirt is nothing but dead cells of the soil. That's all dirt is.
So
that's why it blows off and whatever. It blows off and turns dust. It's just like ash. So it's,
well, where
it's
should I get the dirt from?
All you have to do is just move that topsoil, that dirt off the top, and just dig into the earth. And that's live soil. And you bring that light soil into the place that you want to put it in.
Okay, I'm going to get permission to see if the PT person, if you would mind doing that, because speaking, you and Brother Harris, I'm looking at this dirt that I raked, and I'm going to do that.
But see, Mama AZ, we're looking at that dirt that you're raking, that surface, people have walked all over. You got all kind of energy on top of that. When you move that down and you go into the earth, you're getting live soil.
Okie dokie. All right. I got it. Thank us. I'll mute again. Thank us, family.
That's I like that. That's great. That's even reflecting on how certain cultures deal with that. And certain people here live the same way, where once you come in their house, they tell you to take your shoes off. Not just in respect to them, but to understand that you done walked in so much garbage and shit outside that you don't know what you've been walking in. People done hogged up and spit everywhere and all other type of germs that you bring into people's houses. That's why in the Orient, you take your shoes off outside. You don't even bring them inside and take them off. They're left at the door. See? And that's just like you said, just like inside your house, the earth itself is our house. And when you walking on the earth, like you said, take your shoes off, that's respecting that earth, where you're not putting that nasty garbage and even the soles of shoes that are meant to block the energy is coming directly from the earth.
Right.
So, yeah, it's man. Continue, my brother. I just wanted to add that to it.
No, and that's a good point, because all of that that's on top is dirt, is nothing but dead soil. That's all it is. Dirt is that. Mm-hmm. That's why it blows and dusts. But when you all that dirt blows away, then you have topsoil. You have soil that is that. And the deeper you go, the richer the soil, because it's closer, it's got more frequency, and it's got more energy and life force down below that. That's why you have a table that earth crust that goes down so many feet. When you're dowsing for water, you go down 4 to 8 feet, and then you'll hit water. It's according on the water table of the land that you're on, or you will hit rock. And see, this is why Georgia sits on milky quartz and granite. It's the granite capital of the world, because underneath that is all of the soil, the rock bed that keeps us, grounded here in Georgia is a magnetic energy, because there's crystal and granite. And then you have milky quartz crystal. You have these different grids in the earth. And this is why they survey the land before they build on it, because they want to see what is beneath it in order when the earth shifts that you will have a solid foundation. You don't build on shifting sand and dirt. You build on solid foundation. That's why they put pillars when they're putting up skyscrapers. They go so many hundreds of feet in the earth in order to anchor that which they're getting ready to connect to hold, so the earth can hold that energy and weight. Because you just look at how many skyscrapers are in Chicago that they got, because if you just weighed all of that energy on the planet, you've got all of these different metropolises that's built in skyscrapers and all these tall buildings and all. That's weight of steel and concrete of a dying society, but you've got all of that weight that's throwing the energy off there. When you come into nature and you come on to nature, you have trees that are equally spaced. They grow in balance. The plants and the community is balanced in the forest. And you have the redwood trees. Those trees are millions of years old, but they know how to space and give each other their space in order for all of us are growing and growing towards the sun.
Yes, yes, and dealing with that dirt and soil again, it's just like looking at the farmers. What do farmers do every year before a new crop? They turn the soil. They till the dirt.
Right. Right.
So that's what's basically happening. We're going through a turning or tilling process to get back to that soil that we need to be engulfed and enriched in when we put our feet. Not on that dead dirt, like you said, the top is dead, you know.
Right. Or you got concrete sidewalks and you got asphalt and then you have patches of grass. Oh, don't walk on the grass, walk on the sidewalk. No, the energy is in the grass, not in the sidewalk. How have you trained people to think that way?
Again, that's society with people who have now gotten into having such a plush and pretty lawn, as they call it, and don't, you know, but understandably, too, you got certain children that are just wild and they will tear your lawn up, you know, if you don't train them because their parent didn't and tell them, you know,
but
hey,
let me share something with you, Eddie.
Okay.
If you took them gym shoes and them plastic shoes off of that child, it wouldn't tear up the grass.
There you go. That's where I was getting ready to go. That's exactly where I was getting ready to go. That's why I said they trained them since the parent didn't. You know, because we never had a problem on walking on people's lawns because, again, back in the day, we had our shoes off.
Right.
You know, we get in trouble. Because we, you know, mama said, boy, I'm tired of buying you new socks. You got holes in your socks. Well, that's okay, mama. I take my socks off, too. You know, because I came from down south, and that's how we did it. We rode like that. It was no problem walking barefooted. But
right.
It's so much garbage in the city here, you almost afraid if it ain't your own yard and you know it's in your yard or somebody that you
right.
know's yard. You know, so that's the thing about today. Because, again, you got even crazy people who don't want you on their lawns, and they end up putting poison and other type of things in their yard to actually affect the children play on their yard.
Right.
I've
and
seen that happen. Go ahead.
And you're correct, but when you bare the foot, you release, you expose the soul. Because the bottom of the
mm-hmm.
foot is the sole. So when
yeah.
you take that sock off, you just took off the covering over the sole. So now you got straight connection for the energy. The electrical current that's running through that earth is coming up through your soul into your body and traveling through
mm-hmm.
your body, up your spine and up to your antennas and transmitting out.
and picking up, and just as the sun is coming down and you standing there in the sun and your locks are picking up the energy, it's transmitting back down into the earth. So it's going in left side, transmitting right side.
Positive and negative.
You create the circuit. Right. The
That's
positive
it.
And negative.
The positive and negative. That's it. That's it. So I add positive and negative, you still come back to two, the universe. Because that's what the
right.
universe is, both positive and negative. It does not discriminate. That's us
right.
who discriminate and call it positive and negative or this and that. See, the universe ain't got time for that.
And
so,
see,
yeah.
there's a reason why we could be dark as an eggplant, blue-black. But the palm of your hands and the palm and the bottom of your feet are going to be light to absorb. That's why they're there, and the energy in which they have a way of reflecting and receiving. That's why the hands and the bottom of the feet and the palms of the hands are different color from the rest of the body.
Oh yeah.
And the most darkest area is your genital area. And something
yep.
that a woman has that a man doesn't have, and if you ever see a pregnant woman, you always see that black line of connection that goes from her navel down to the sacred.
Mm-hmm.
Man don't have that.
No, he doesn't. We got all these, as Antoinette was going off early, on the transvestite in the bathroom and in the Las Vegas pageant, that you know you can't change one thing from a man. You know a man by that Adam's apple.
That's it. They can't change. No.
They can't change and cut that off like they can other parts of the body. So you
nope.
can tell if you look.
And they having a thing with prisons now, that the transgender people that are going into the prison system trying to get put into women's prison. But then the thing that they've had with the challenge is that what happens when the transgender wears off and you want to be a man again?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes, yes. And again, that's just the system
they,
is pushing so hard
yeah.
to change
yeah.
that paradigm, as we say, that shift. They're trying to come up with this artificial shift of LGBT, and the shift is putting us back in order. That's why shift is three, order is three, and alignment is three. It's a shift to the alignment
back,
of order that we're supposed to
right.
be in. Go ahead, Brother Plum.
Because if you go with the order of nature, a woman's very simple in diagnosing and who's male and who's female. If your body does not produce eggs, you are a male.
Thank
you. If you produce some sperm, you are not a female. And if you produce an eggs, you are not a male. Your body is female. That is natural selection by God's creation.
That's why I say I ain't got no problems with people choosing whatever they want to choose as far as their sexual orientation. But when you ask me how I feel about it, I let them know in a heartbeat, hey, if you like it, I love it, but it's not in order. You out of order. I don't care how you look at it. I ain't got nothing to do with how you was born, but you ain't in order. Your mind ain't in order first. That's why the rest of you following that thought that somebody done put in your head or something that happened to you along your childhood or growing up that turned you this way from that way that you still can't recognize, because now I'm going to try something different and get me some rights. I'm going to get me some gay rights.
What gets it, Eddie,
you know, it's kind of funny. You look at something. They've been feeding all these kids these chicken nuggets. Now they're growing up thinking they're a chick. They ain't men no more. They want to be chicks.
Oh, that's a good one.
Brother Tom, that's sad. That's truly sad.
But that's true because I see people shopping when I'm at the store. I'm getting, you know, still know that the meat ain't what it should be, but I'm getting the real chicken. And I'm seeing everybody over in the freezer section getting chicken nuggets and chicken fingers and all of this artificial stuff that they got breaded and wrapped up that you don't know what's in it, what kind of meat in it, and they telling you it's chicken, you know.
Right. And what part of the chicken? Because, you know, it's like I used to, excuse me, Antoinette, for saying this, but I got to use it because I used to do it when I go to a restaurant. I say, I want chicken breast with nipples.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't nothing wrong. A nipple, hey, we both, males and females, got nipples, so, hey, that ain't no bad word. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know. But again,
they got a place down there called Tip Top, and we used to watch. And this is why all the they used to go there. ICE used to go there with trucks and load up and empty out half of the factory because half of the people working in the poultry plant is illegals, and they busted them. And so, but what they did was is they were bringing chicken in from these ranches, chicken ranches. And the chickens didn't have beaks or claws. And they had big, huge wings because they had started, you know, Frankensteining these chickens. And every one of them was white. Not a colored chicken in there. Every chicken was white.
Oh, yeah. That's an experiment and a project in and of itself. That's why you got to be careful with these chickens because, again, like you were saying, dealing with them putting fear in our people by watching them cut a baby from a woman and then smash the baby's head and all this. The meats that we're eating, chickens and beef and lamb or whatever, these animals are being traumatized before they're killed.
Right.
The adrenaline
because
and everything is basically haywire because of the things that these people are feeding them in the way that they're being slaughtered, you know.
Right.
So all of that anxiety and energy is filled in this meat, so-called meat that we're being fed, that we get this anxiety and the stress that we get because these animals have been stressed out. To be
right.
grown
and you
bigger.
Put
the,
you,
what
yeah. did grandparents used to say? Be careful what you eat because you're putting other folks' hands in your stomach. So
That's
I
it.
Remember when the stockyards used to be in Chicago on 39th Street, going towards Racine.
Over there by Halsted. Racine and Halsted.
Right.
Yeah, I used to work over
right.
there.
And the stockyards. But we used to go there as kids and watch them kill the hogs. And they would have them coming up the pens, and there's a guy standing there with a big electric gun, and he hits them in the hands and shocks them. Then it rolls up, and then there's a man standing there with a rain suit on with a huge long knife, and he hits that jugular vein and pop, and then they go up that conveyor as they bleeding out and drop into a vat to boil all the hair off of them. I mean, watching the way in which they used to do that, you know,
and
the hogs is in trauma and the lion scared to, you know, that meat is toxic.
Oh, yeah.
That's why way of hunting is just like we go hunting here. I hunt with a bow because some folks, they hunt with guns. But the thing that a bow is silent, it's a natural way.
Yes.
And then you thank that animal for giving you its life so you can make it through the winter season from the meat and the skin and what you're going to do for it. Because
even taking it, we wear deerskin gloves or deerskin leather coats, you know, and these are the things, just like when you used to make the gloves, you get a pair of leather gloves that's got rabbit fur lining it, because when you kill a rabbit, you use the fur to line your gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You used all the parts of it, but they disperse it. They got a big Carolina, Thomasville, and what they do with all the hides that they send them in and tan it and use it to make the leather furniture, the tanneries that they have. And that's an old process, but now they're making vinyl and all of this artificial leather, and what are they doing with the real hides?
Good question these days. But that,
yeah,
to me, when you say it talking about the hides, that takes me back to that word that a lot of people still use called kid. That's
right.
What a kid is used for, that sacrifice of that baby or young goat, lamb, sheep, whatever.
Deal.
They're using the hide, that nice, tender hide for the skin for clothes.
Right.
You know,
expensive,
and that's
clothes.
Why I be telling people, stop putting that curse on your children, calling them a kid, because they will be sacrificed. And we see that all over the country now where children are being sacrificed, especially
right, you go,
in our own communities, being shot by our own damn people who can't shoot a damn gun because they never went to a target range to learn how to shoot. They not seeing a movie and think all they got to do is put a gun in their hand and twist their arm to the side like they in a movie and shoot,
right,
and missing the damn target and hit what? The baby.
Well, and the other part is that while we had such a problem when we were first using guns, is because what do you learn to shoot at? Watching cowboys. What do cowboys do? They throw bullets. They don't aim, not until they made Boys in the Hood and whatever that was, Minister Society, when they started showing them how to use it, how to shoot, point the gun and turn it sideways and shoot. That's when they introduced the automatic. But other than that, we were used to looking at revolvers and Colt,
mm-hmm,
45. That's why in Christmas time, what did most boys get for Christmas? Banner 50s and two gun sets.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to stop making them because they made them so real that people was using them to do stick-ups, and they didn't know that they were toy guns.
Right.
Snub-nosed 38s, nickel-plated, pearl handles, and they were toys.
Oh, yeah, they got these guns out now, air guns, dark guns that look
I keep a BB rifle because I know these squirrels going to come up here and they start getting too wild, and I just sting,
mm-hmm,
them on the end, you know.
Yeah.
But that's all,
right,
I use it for.
Right. Man, I ain't had a BB gun. That brought back a memory right quick, man. I ain't had a BB gun in so long. Man, I forgot about little BB guns that we used to have back in the day. You know, but that was another way of showing a child how to shoot, even using that toy rifle of a BB gun, but how to shoot, how to line that sight up.
Right.
You know, so I like us. We ain't got nothing like that no more, you know.
Well, they
got them,
but what they do, and the people is buying, we don't. They buy them because they're training their children young, 4 and 5 year old. They get BB. By the time that they get 7 years old, you go in Walmart, look in the gun cases, and see that you got little kid guns. They got pink ones for girls and blue ones for boys.
Hmm.
22s.
Wow.
They got them down here in the South. You go to Walmart and you look in the gun cases, and they in there buying their children their guns for their 13th birthday, giving them rifles. They down here having these kids out here on hunting wild boar and deer,
and teaching them how to use weapons. The brother just opened up a gun range in Chicago.
Hmm.
He just opened up, and they're doing it now, and brothers are now teaching how to use firearms because we need to learn how to use firearms. That's your right to bear arms, but you got to know what you're bearing. You got to know what you're using. You know, and the best gun that you have, if you got in a house, is to have a shotgun, because you ain't got to worry about aiming. All you do is just point it in the direction. All that BBs from all that buckshot is gonna hit something. Scattergun.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that man.
Those type of things are missing, because that was a way that fathers and sons had a mutual way of bonding.
Right.
You
taught
know
him how to provide
had,
for his family.
Right. You know, so, man, this is why we constantly hear phrases that we say and others say, that we got to go back to nature. We got to go back to the old ways. Because those were the ways that work. We can see the ways that we're going now is not working.
Mm-mm.
We're going farther and farther down the rabbit hole. And all we have to do is revisit not only our grandparents, but revisit nature.
Right. And she will put
go
you
back.
At, if you stay in nature for 7 days, I guarantee you all of your instincts come back. You will sleep, and you won't need a phone to tell you what time. Your body goes back into its circadian rhythm. It'll know when the sun is rising, and it knows when to sleep. And your melatonin will synchronize with the energies in nature.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was
because. What's they're saying? If you teach you can feed a man fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. And how many brothers know how to fish? How many brothers know how to hunt? How many brothers know how to plant a garden?
Not many. And the ones that do are up in age. I'll say it that way. And those who might be younger are being taught by a relative, if not their parent, a relative, or they not caught wind of what people are now getting into, and they're basically getting on that algorithm of nature itself. Because that's their biggest fear, that the children that have all this energy, because it's what's called pure innocence. That's why they want the children more than us. We're not pure, nor are we innocent, because that's been taken away through the programs that we've been embedded in. Go ahead, Brother Quan.
But what are they doing? What are they buying now? Adrenochrome. What are they getting it from? Young children. Because I forget what they call it, paraphys. Corpse found out, and when you kill a young boy, his spirit, they've learned to tap into these spiritual vampires. This is why when you kill a person with fear, you get the energy of their spirit leaves their body, and you can take that spirit and use it for your own energy.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they have the rituals, and what they do is they know that when you create that killing that person, when you lynch that man or hang him up on a chair, that fear of his spirit, that young boy, when you're lynching them and they're all of the people are surround, they're getting that energy that leaves his body.
It brought me to a movie that I seen that came out some years ago called Highlander.
Right.
Where these immortals came
down,
and every time they kill one another, they get the power, their energy and power.
That's
and they
it.
Had to decapitate them to do that. It was the only way they could kill them. They had to separate their heads from their body.
Right.
Ain't that something? The old guillotine, baby. And don't be surprised if y'all start seeing these guillotines start to appear, because they are in military installations ever since Hurricane Katrina. I mentioned that way back then when they had those plastic coffins that they had and all these boxcars that the government had bought. They didn't buy them for nothing.
Yeah, they had it on Interstate 20 right there at Madison. I live off of 441 and take that going up to when you get up to 20. That's where they found all them plastic coffins at, them 20,000
mm-hmm.
coffins. And guess what? Where they had those plastic coffins is Madison, Georgia, off of the Expressway 20. Guess what they building now where in Madison they had a whole big forest there that they cleared out. It's a brand new cemetery with a crematorium.
Wow.
Brand new cemetery. That's the first time I ever seen them lay out of the land, and that sign is up there, distant cemetery going to be a crematorium. They already making way for the bodies that they're going to put out there in that cemetery, and they cleared a lot of land.
Yes.
I knew Lowen Group was the organization when I worked for FedEx. Lowen Group, they had to move from Georgia to Canada because it was run by the mafia. All of them guys that was in, they were Italians. And what they did is they owned basically all of the major cemeteries in the South that are not on that's not on church land. They own the biggest. They own Graceland, where Elvis and all of these other stars are buried at, and the big cemeteries. And they were doing a thing that they got busted for. And they used to have people selling cemetery plots. They had people selling cemetery plots. But what they were doing with the plots was, it was that, like, if you and your wife bought a plot, you thinking you're going to be buried side by side. Nope. She's going to be put on top of you, or you going to be put on top of her. You only got one lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they had to move to Canada, because they were scamming the people.
They still doing that here at certain cemeteries where you got certain relatives that bought a plot, and all they do is dig up
Burrow.
Where one relative is, and that's, yeah. I didn't want to mention the name, but you did.
Burroughs, that's where Emmett Till is buried there, and all the people, Noble Drew Ali is buried there.
Right.
You know, my father's there, my uncle's there, my brother's there, my cousins are there. I mean, that was the cemetery, because if you had to have money to be buried to, what's that one over there on Drexel around 75th Street, Oakland Wall or Oakland something.
Oakwood.
That big cemetery. Right, Oakwood Cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big business. And, you know, I don't care how inundated and integrated we get, a simulation thing, basically, we don't do. We don't go to white barbershops. And we don't let white folks bury us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Funeral homes, crematories, and cemeteries are getting humongous business now.
Oh, yeah. It's money making.
They're still scamming the people.
But look at the killing that's going on.
Yeah. Well, the killing, along with this Corolla nonsense of all these people, because I keep asking, what are y'all doing with these so-called diseased bodies?
Yeah.
You know, are you still burying them in the soil? Are you still doing the things? Or what are you actually doing?
They cremating them.
There you go.
But the other thing that happened with Dick Gregory exposed when they had the Olympics there in Los Angeles, same thing they did when they had the Olympics here in Georgia, in Atlanta. What they did was they took all of the homeless people
and start putting them in internment camps. But Dick Gregory found out that UCLA was testing out this new crematorium, and it had broke down because they had burnt so many of the homeless people's bodies that they extracted organs from that it broke it down. Thousands of people were being, the organs were being harvested, and they were cremating the bodies.
That's it with all these people from this so-called virus. What are they doing with the organs? Because, again, a lot of these people ain't dying from what they tell us they're dying from.
No,
so what are they doing
no,
with the organs?
But, see, the thing that we're not looking at something that we need to have classes in the community telling, get young people and saying, how much are you worth alive? And you show them, when you kill him, they get $5,000 for his lungs. You get $2,500 for a kidney. Your eyes is worth so much money. Your heart is worth. Your body is worth more, because what happens when you have a murder, what's the first thing they got to do to see what was the cause of death?
Autopsy.
And what do they have to do? They take all of the organs out. Even though they know you were shot and killed, what do they do with all them organs? They don't put them back in your body.
They sell them.
There you go. So
big
that's
business.
The business. Organ
big
selling
business.
And putting guns in the black community is making a mint.
Yep.
Where's Sister Antoinette? Are we off the air or what?
Well, no, we're not into that. Well, we're into overtime for the hour.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it say, thanks for using Blog Talk, but I haven't heard Sister Antoinette.
Yeah, she ain't. I don't know if she got dropped or
I'm
what.
I'm listening to y'all.
Okay.
Okay. We thought maybe you went and took your nap and, you know, went in the kitchen and fixed your plate.
Yeah, she was taking her break. We were talking, so she was like, yeah, I can take my break now. We ain't got to play no music. So, yeah, she worked her break in, so that was good.
Yeah, so we had to save her voice because she was getting ready to get, them octaves was going up where she was getting ready to get upset.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some things is just unacceptable. And you don't have a person going in with a bunch of children parading their body parts
genital
for the children to see.
Right.
And no matter what excuse they try to make for it, it's not good enough.
Yeah. But what gets me is that they got these ones going to jail that's been got the artificial
breath. We have a
breath,
caller. But I guess somebody else was waiting for me, too. We have a caller with their hands up, y'all.
Bring them in.
Let me let them in. Area code 313.
That's his family.
Greetings, family. What are you doing?
I'm calling from a different number.
Yeah, I'm calling from the old number. Actually, two phones and a speaker. I don't know if I'm not getting
What was
it's
that, Miss Kim? I didn't hear you.
Kim, can you talk louder?
I could not hear you all, so I'm trying to turn this other one off. I had two phones on and a speaker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Let me turn this on. I'll talk with you.
So did you have something to add, Miss Kim?
Now.
Yes, I need to turn the phone off, though. Okay. I haven't been able to use all, and I have both. I did want to say, though, answer that you know that most of your shows in Las Vegas are female, unfortunately. So,
pardon me, Miss Kim?
I said most of the shows
in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Your dances are female impersonators.
Yeah. But Miss Kim, not to make them Miss USA or Miss America.
For them to win a beauty contest, it's probably the plan, you know. So it's surprised about them being in the shower and all of that, exposing themselves. If we don't speak up, then the Bible says that if you let wrong continue to go, it will just increase.
Yeah.
When we think about that kind of thing, I've been listening to you on beautiful show. Everybody, including Mama A.G. Yeah, the trees know Mama A.G. That's all it. So you say what's right, it automatically goes out. I'll tell you one thing, I know I'm jumping everywhere. The word says that the power of life is in death. But when the tongue speaks,
yes,
have an energy, and that energy is a tree that a part of that energy. You know, the grass and all, it's all a part, we're a part of, we're part of the universe. So whatever we do has an effect. You know, it's a positive, there's a positive effect. It's a negative effect. But I just wanted to let you know that most of your shows out in Las Vegas, with all the costumes and all, most of those are me. As you say, the Adam Apple.
Ms.
Yes.
Sorry, can you take yourself off the speaker and talk to us? Because it may be
no,
that you're talking.
No, I'm not putting that up to my ears.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That.
I understand. Yes, you're right.
What most people don't realize, the radiation that we've been holding it in our hand and talking close in these telephones is giving us radiation.
Yeah.
So I don't put it up. I don't put the cell phone up.
I understand. Mine is laying on the table, so I understand.
Mm-hmm. So
oh,
I'll
yes. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
No, I said what I think's good. Beautiful show you are. Listen.
Thank
you, Ms.
Kim.
I always appreciate an elder coming on and sharing wisdom. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And we love you, Ms. Kim. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, Ms. Kim's working on her you know, in the late 70s, Mayor Young had made it Kim Weston Day and for June the 18th in Detroit. So Ms. Kim is working on that. You want to elaborate on that, Ms. Kim?
You all can't hear me now, I know. Can you?
I can hear you now. Yeah,
yeah.
Now you're perfect.
Now I'm perfect. Let's go. I'm left my phone up. I was trying to put myself on mute. I can't even get back on that. July 18th, 1978 was designated by Mayor Young as Kim Weston Day. But there was a lot of bureaucracy going on, so the day was never celebrated. And Paul Stewart Davis from England, for those that were able to get that TV, the live show with Detroit, my hometown, he brought that back. I forgot all about it. As a matter of fact, I never even really thought about it anymore. That the mayor gave me a box. I was on the stage. He walked up, gave me a box and a piece of paper and said, congratulations, and went on. And I didn't take any more about it. So I think two or three days later, I found out it was Kim Weston Day. So when Paul Stewart Davis put the CD together, he mentioned about the Kim Weston Day, and I said, you know, that has never been celebrated. So I just said, to God be the glory for the thought, even coming to Mayor Young, but he was under so much red tape and stuff going through that time. And so I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the thought that the mayor had. And
I believe it was because of the song that I wrote about Detroit. I think that not just the song, but the song and the youth program and the success of the youth program. And it really made a turnaround in the city with the youth program, because they had a gang squad that was shooting kids down. And many of the young people that were in our program were able to make a major influence, you know, on the city. This July, I'm praying that we'll be able to have some type of celebration. But what I want to do is to give glory and to thank our veterans. I want to thank the people of my church, because I was born into the AOH Church of God. And because of that, I feel that I have a strong spiritual alliance. And which incidentally, you're talking about us having a heterosexual movement. All we need to do, baby, is tell our young people and show them by example, you know, about God. That's one of the major problems. They don't know about God. If you know about God, then you know about the universe. You know about the earth. You know all the things that you all have been saying. It goes back to God. And that's where the fallout is. The numbers, it still comes from God. And we have not been doing our part. And the enemy he's accelerated his game, and we're looking. Anyway, the Tuskegee Airmen is a special tribute to the builder. I'm going to have a special tribute to Mr. Charlie, who's such an inspiration. Those are the kind of things.
Bless you.
Bless you, Ms. Kim. And we need to do something as a family on this show, you know, since they did come up with a date for you and never celebrated it. We could start doing that every June 18th, knowing that that's right before the so-called Juneteenth.
No,
we
July 18th.
July 18th. Okay, I thought it was June. Okay, so yeah, we should do a show to celebrate you, you know, because again, that's what we need to do. We need to celebrate one another. We don't need to let nobody else tell us what we can do, how to do it, and how to celebrate one another. See, because again, they would do what they always do, wait until you dead and gone, and then start putting monuments and streets and naming this and that after you. Know, we need to do it while you're still here with us, among us.
Right.
And do it for you now. So, yes.
Right. And who validates us but us? And the thing that you're looking at from Ms. Kim is that, you know, the act, like Brother Eddie's saying, give her accolades and her due now while she's here, as opposed to thinking that we have to have somebody else to give us permission to acknowledge who we love. See, the thing about what we have to understand is we can love each other and the thing that they can do about it.
Promise you. To God be the glory.
And so Ms. Kim is due, you know, and this is something, because you look at Motown's history and you look at how many people that are left from Motown. She is, you know, an icon right now as representing what went on in that time in the 60s.
That's why we have to keep that memory of her and everybody else alive, the music alive, because this garbage that they push in a day calling music ain't music. All digital, electronical, and these children don't know anything about the instruments, even being the instrument of the creator coming from within. We are instruments. That's why instruments come to a five. We are an instrument of that wind, of that creator. of the Most High. So, yeah, we have to honor each other. Because, again, like Kwame said, we always say, why do we wait for somebody else to tell us what to celebrate and when to celebrate and who to celebrate? No. That's on us. And, again, Ms. Kim said it beautifully. We lead by example because when we do it, the children see what we do and how we do it. They know a direction to go now. We give them guidance on how to do for self and
right.
each other. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and Ms. Kim, because we were talking, I were talking earlier today, and the part is the proclamation. I'm saying, you know, we give the people who we love the proclamation. We don't have to have them to validate. We're so used to saying that we have to have their. We weren't celebrating Juneteenth. I was celebrating Juneteenth back in the 60s and been celebrating it. And now all of a sudden they saying that now it's a holiday because they want us to deter away from doing what we know that they've been doing by making these laws and having these celebrations. That means that we was honoring ourselves before you gave us the honor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're going to use it to make money. Watch, it's going to be cards and everything next year.
What?
No, but what I look at is how are you going to have a paid holiday off work when you worked us that's what we got to, because you worked us. Now you get a paid holiday for what you did to us.
Yep, that's celebration.
Is it on the way?
And then you look at it. You're going to pay them for what they did to us. And then you have the 4th of July.
Going to pay for whatever they
when
have.
When you was doing this to us, you still gave a celebration.
Yeah.
You get to celebrate twice.
And whatever they come up with, whatever
they
come up with, we're going to pay for that.
Right.
Yep. But since they're making it a holiday, look at how many people will be arrested for partying, you know, that noise and things like that they'll be arrested for being under the influence.
Yeah, but look how much money.
I mean, all the way around, you know, they're looking at how they're going to make money from this.
Yeah, but did you see what was happening at Walmart? They didn't have enough Juneteenth flags for us when they did this. But I guarantee you, they filled their shelves with gay pride for the Jew. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, most definitely. You know, that was filled, overflow. They probably got some leftovers.
Yeah.
And they'll donate.
But that says something, because you walking in there with your child shopping around in aisles and they see all of this rainbow stuff, and then you got to try to explain to what this is.
You know what? I'm going to tell them what the rainbow really is. The devil stole this to represent homosexuality, but the rainbow is God's covenant promise that he won't destroy the earth by flood again. Yeah, I'm going to tell them the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Oh.
Now it sounds like y'all are winding down now.
Yeah.
And I can't
I
play anything because we're completely out. We're completely off.
Yeah, we into that double overtime, and Kwame yawning put that on me because I started yawning when he did, but I put myself on mute. I'm like, don't do it, Kwame, because one starts that chain reaction of, oh, yeah, okay,
yep.
It's coming down. But, yeah, we could go ahead and get ready to end the show if nobody's got nothing else to add, because I got to get up early in the morning and do a couple of things.
Yeah.
So
and I'm going to go to bed early. For a change, I'm going to go to bed and go to sleep.
Good. Get you some good sleep. Get that rest because it's vital.
Yeah.
to get some sleep so that we can rejuvenate and revitalize everything, every organ while we truly sleep. And family, don't go to bed with your cell phones in the bed or in your room or turned on. Turn your televisions off, as much electricity as you can, so that you can really truly have a peaceful night's sleep when you sleep. Because we still got all these wirings running through our rooms and through the house from the floor to the ceiling. So we'll bombard it. But when you turn it off and unplug it, the frequency goes down. That's the sound. It's no more than the frequency. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, and that's perfect, man, turning off all the those signals. And then make sure that your room is as dark as you can get it, because that way your melatonin releases in the dark stronger when it's in dark. And when you have on lights and when you have on those Wi-Fis and all that, you're interfering, so it shuts down your circadian rhythm. You have a better sleep in darkness than you do with lights on.
That's it. The light is for the daytime, because the light gives the serotonin that activates the melatonin. This is why you turn that light off.
Light is using electricity, so that means electric is in the air. Your body's electric. Mm-hmm. You should have your electricity illuminating inside of you while you are in sleep state.
In a sleep run, that's
it. You want to turn on your inner light. Turn off the lights outside of you, because you're checking your eyelids for cracks. That's where you get the REM from, rapid eye movement.
That's that light, that sound and light.
Yep.
That's it.
All right, fam. Well, we've had a good one.
All right, family,
there.
Yes.
Yeah, well, thank y'all for being with us, and Brother Kwame for being a co-host tonight as well. I'd like to thank you and thank all of y'all for joining us, Miss Kim and everyone else. And y'all have a good night. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for
I'll
the Helios. And don't forget the drum
on
Sunday Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world. Don't forget the drum. It's people drumming all over the world, y'all, so y'all don't want to forget. The drum.
I'll be
the drum.
I'll be with Dry Bones talking about the 4th of July and the alignment of the above and the planetary alignment and the historical parts of our alchemy about the 4th of July and the energies.
Oh, okay, great. That's right. We'll be next. Yeah. Okay, so y'all don't want to miss that. I want to get more of Brother Kwame.
You still hear me?
Yes.
Fourth of July.
I want to say one last thing. I'm so glad that Bill Cosby has been the situation with being what I read, they said that he hadn't been released at the time that I read it. He has been released.
They told him, Ms. Kim, gone. He was in front of his house.
Okay, one.
They showed it here. Huh?
Okay. I got to say is, get ready like Bishop Jake, because so hope you get them. They will learn.
Yeah.
Family.
Family. I love you too, Ms. Kim. Yes, we can hear you, Sister Ferris.
Hey, Ms. Kim, I hope, did she hear me? How are you feeling? I had to, the nurse came in. Anyway, my fan is on. I apologize, Brother Kwame. Anyway, okie dokie. Can you, Ms. Kim?
I hear you, darling.
How are you feeling?
I'm blessed, and I hear it in your voice that you're feeling better. I've been praying for you, but.
I appreciate that. I go back to the doctor to see what the next chapter is tomorrow. And we're having a show, Brother Kwame, Brother Harris, and myself on Soul Purpose Healing. I got to sign off because I got to get hooked up. to this with this medicine. But anyway, family, Soul Purpose Healing, Brother Kwame and Brother Harris will fill you in. So night-night, family, and thank us. And I'll see you in the house the new
yeah,
day.
I forgot I was supposed to be back with Sister Beverly and Brother Eric tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Oh, okie doke. All right. Anyway, you give Brother Eric the greetings, and I got to call him about his crystals or something. But anyway, I need to get hooked up to this machine, and thank you, family. Night-night.
God bless. Night-night.
Blessings.
You have a good and peaceful sleep, Mother AZ, and rest well, and we'll talk tomorrow on the show. Thank us, and thank you.
That changed you, though.
Bye. Don't
all right,
leave me. Leave my belly alone.
Love you all, pal.
Peace, blessings, much love, better love to all. Until next week, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Okay, y'all have a good one.
I guess I can stand
up. Okay, Miss Kim. You okay? I'm getting ready to hang this up.
Bye.
I'll call you so that way we're not being recorded. Okay?